I entitled my message this week, Close the Back Door. Now, not picking on Lexi or the other grandkids. We live out in the country. We never use the front door. We go in and out the back door. And the kids are in and out, in and out. And I'm in the back room watching another television. When they watch the front television, and sure enough, they don't close the door. I hop, close the door. Well, that's what I want to talk about today. And it's out of John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Jesus is talking about him and being the good shepherd and the sheep. You know, we are all like sheep that go astray. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, New Living Translation. I assure you, anyone who sneaks over, now this red letter edition, so these words are credited to Jesus. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of the sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. For a shepherd enters through the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And after he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't recognize his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep, he said. All others who came before me were thieves and robbers. But the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. Whenever they go, they will find green pasture. The thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all of its fullness. May God add his blessing to reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.